sun is shining, 17 degrees where we're at. It is a Friday thing here to ask Agent Amanda.
Yes.
I love it because last time you were in, we debunked a lot of insurance myths about car insurance, and you taught me a boatload of things I didn't know.
Well, that's good. I still have a job then.
Absolutely. And that's what you're in here to do, and that's the purpose of this. We're going to do more myth busting today.
Yep.
Today about life insurance. What can you tell us here?
Well, first off, I find that when people think they don't know a lot about something, they don't want to talk about it, right? I mean, I'm that way.
Exactly.
If something confuses me, I just shut down and I don't want to talk about it. So life insurance is one of those things for a lot of people. They're scared of it. They don't understand it. They don't want to talk about it.
Right.
So there's some common myths out there that I hear when I talk to people, when I force them to have the conversation. And the first one I hear that's very common is life insurance is too expensive. I can't afford it. So, if I just ask an average 40-year-old male, hey, what do you think if you need $1 million in life insurance, how much do you think it costs? Oh, $1 million, that's going to be hundreds of dollars a month. I hear that.
That would be my first
thought. Okay, good, yeah. You know? And I hear that all the time. Well, I mean, yeah, there are policies that you can spend that, but if you don't need the bells and whistles and you just need life insurance coverage,
right,
$60 to $70 a month.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously,
okay,
for $1 million.
Because I would think it would be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So I'm just as, you know, kind of sideways on this as most people.
Yeah, absolutely. I meet with so many people who feel that same way. So the first thing is it doesn't have to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to just at least get it priced out for yourself. The second thing is, I have plenty of life insurance. So I hear that a lot. You know, you hear, I have $200,000 in life insurance. $200,000 sounds like a lot of money. But let's just use me as an example. I'm a mom. I have four daughters. If I die and leave my children $200,000, that sounds like a lot of money. But that's the last paycheck I'm leaving them for the rest of their life. And I have a 10-year-old. So is that going to get four daughters up and raised and out of the house? No.
And,
you know?
And economy and everything, too, that is so uncertain, that is a great point.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's like if something should happen, you know, prices are inflated beyond reach,
mm-hmm.
how are my kids going to survive?
Yeah.
That's a great
so
point.
So it sounds like a lot of money when you say $200,000 or, you know, $250,000 is a common, for whatever reason, people think that's the magic number, but you really need to have it calculated for you. You need to figure out not only the debts you want paid, but how much income does your family need to survive without you? And that's where people miscalculate. They forget.
Great point.
They're making that paycheck every month. That paycheck is gone when you are.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need? The other thing is, I'm young. I don't need life insurance.
I've heard that before.
Oh my gosh, I hear that all the time. But then I also hear to people when I'm talking to, you know, 6-year-olds, oh, I'm old, it's too expensive. I hear both sides. When you're young is the absolute time to start having the conversation because you can get it so much cheaper by doing it younger. So you know how we just talked about that $1 million policy for that 40-year-old? For a 20-year-old, you know, you can cut that almost in half. So why not set something up when you're young to lock in the lower rates and healthy? You know, that's the time to do it. So that is the best time to start talking about it. I hear this one a lot. I have life insurance through work. I'm set for life. I don't need any more.
Is there such, I mean, okay, now I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing insurance-wise as being set for life?
Well, no, unless you nothing ever changes in your life ever.
Right, right.
And even then, the world changes even if you don't, right? Mm-hmm. So you better check. So no, good point. Thank you for bringing that up. That's never the case. Yeah.
And my excuse was always, and just getting back to the, you know, I'm young, I used to say that it's like, well, you know, talk to me in 10 years, I might think about it.
Yeah, and then I talk to those people in 10 years, and they go, why didn't I listen to you 10 years ago, Amanda? I go, I tried. I don't know what to tell you here.
Right, right.
I can only do so much. The life insurance through work is great, and if your employer offers it, take advantage of it. It's probably really cheap. But, you know, if you think about your coworkers, are you exactly the same as them? Do you have the exact same needs?
Nope.
You know, what if you're a single guy, and what if your coworkers, you know, know, married with kids. I mean, should you have the same policy? No. So what you can get through work is very standard. There's often exclusions or often limitations, and it's real cookie cutter.
Right.
You know, it's not designed for you, but the biggest misconception is that it goes with you if you leave your employer, and 99% of the time that's not the case. Or if it does go with you, you pay a lot more. So the policy you have through work shouldn't be your bread and butter policy. It should be the icing on the cake type thing.
Stuff around the edges.
Correct. Yeah. It should just be the fringe. Hey, this is my extra, but my plan, the one I own that I control that will be with me, I'm going to do that on my own outside of my employer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and here's another one I always used to use. I'm single.
Yeah.
Why in the world would I need life insurance if I'm a single guy without kids or a spouse? How does that work?
Well, first off, if you have any debt, are you comfortable just leaving that debt for someone to clean up?
No.
It's not gonna go away when you die. Somebody's gonna absorb that. You know, it's gonna be given somewhere. Someone has to deal with it. Do you want somebody scrambling to pay for your funeral? Do you have anybody in your life single? But you might have people that depend on you that, you know, you want to see, make sure they're still taken care of, even if you're not here. So those are the things, you know, do you have debt you want clear? Do you want your funeral paid for? Are there special people in your life you want to take care of? Are you comfortable leaving with absolutely nothing behind? Because then that creates some scrambling for somebody.
Sure.
You know, so those are the things that you need to think about.
Well, and this is common sense life advice, really.
Yeah.
What you're saying here, but I love this myth busting.
Yeah, I do too.
It's great because there's, again, today, learned so much more that I didn't know.
Good.
So in a couple of weeks, are we going to myth bust again?
Yeah. If you have any myth busters you want me to tackle, let me know, or
all
any
right.
specific products I try to cover. We covered auto last time. We covered life. Maybe we'll do home or business, but I hear a lot.
Yeah, I
so
bet you do.
I like to get to the root and the truth of all of it.
Well, and you've got the answers too. And if you don't, you've got resources. You'll get the answers.
Correct.
That's what I love about this this segment. Ask Agent Amanda. Great to have you in here. We'll see you
thanks.
In a couple weeks.
Great to see
you. You bet. Amanda Frederick, Ask Agent Amanda. It is 925 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Yeah.